A university-based academic and expert in the field of law and justice says he believes Australia could lead the international community towards a new way of acknowledging Indigenous rights. Southern Cross University lecturer Dr. Alessandro Palazzon recently co-convened a forum which discussed and examined the legal implications of the call for recognition of Aboriginal sovereignty.
Even though in Australia, Aboriginal Australians in Torres Strait Islanders constitute just a minority of the population, there are over 750 million Indigenous persons on the planet. So that is definitely not a minority we're looking at. And so there is definitely substance to the question. The political will to acknowledge the content of those claims, it's an entirely story. And I think in this sense, Australia could definitely lead the way in recognising a true process of decolonisation, the one that started with the 1970 UN Declaration and Covenant on decolonisation. And I think Australia is in the unique place in which it could lead the international community toward a new way of acknowledging Indigenous rights.
Dr. Palazzon said that there'd been a renewed campaign for sovereignty since Aboriginal activists voiced their claim in Canberra earlier this year. He says that there's definitely legal substance to the question of Aboriginal sovereignty.
This claim and this ongoing debate, I think, might be portrayed in a very negative terms, and it might actually be misconstrued within a fear campaign. What are we going to lose if that happens? What is it going to change if this claim is to be recognised? In fact, in reality, not that much is going to change. The vast majority of Australians will gain something. And in particular, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians will gain definitely something.